Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Bob Guinea, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio. Let's dish, baby!
Hey everyone, welcome back to Star Dish Radio. This is Joanne Kubicek, your host. Today is January 31st, 2014. Yes, the end of January, you're ready. I can't get over how fast this month went. First show of the new year, and I am excited to have back on a veteran of my show who I love dearly. Actress Tana Frederick has been a very, very busy girl, and I'm so excited to have her back. Hey, Tana.
Hi. I'm so excited to be back.
I mean, you're my favorite show.
I can't believe it's 2014 already. Can you believe it?
That's no, crazy. And the end of January already. So what is that? It's ridiculous.
I'm kind of glad. I mean, it's been kind of a wonky year for a lot of people. From 2013, it seems like a lot of people were excited to get out with the old and get on with the new stuff. That's what it seemed like, it was just from people I was talking to. So it's exciting, though, because it's now a brand new year. Yeah.
It is, and we've had a rough start weather-wise to the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I know in New York we've gotten hammered, you know, with this polar vortex. And how are your peeps doing in Iowa?
Well, they're out here. My parents are smart. They are like, okay, we have a daughter there. Let's go there. So they're happily not living in the snow right now and taking advantage of being what do they call a retired
snowbird?
Snowbirds. Yes, thank you. I'm like, Mom, Dad, that's so like antiquated. They're like, no, it's funny. Ha ha ha. So I said, like, yeah, they're
that's awesome.
Snowbirds.
Oh, good.
Snowbirds. Yeah, it's good for them.
Very good. So come on, all right. You've been a busy girl. We've got the M word. You've been working with some pretty hot people, Michael Imperioli, James Denton. Come on, tell me everything.
Well, we filmed the third sort of trilogy of Margie Cizik, called Ovation. So the first film I did with Henry was Hollywood Dreams, the second Queen of the Lot, and now we go to find Margie Cizik. And she has now, she's very jaded by the industry, and so she's doing theater, what she loves to do, and trying to keep this play running. So she's gone through this sort of career curve of being desperate to making, you know, big movies to going back to her roots and finding the love of theater. And then in walks James Denton, who was amazing to act with, great guy, totally, totally cool guy. I learned so much from him. And he and I, you know, these movies at Henry's really rely on who the luck that we get with the co-stars who are willing to take the big risks in Henry's films because they're very scary to do. So, you know, it's funny because when you look at, like, a lot of these guys who have co-starred with me, Noah Wiley and Michael Imperioli and then James and Justin Kirk, it's like they're TV guys. And then they work this way and they find Judd, notwithstanding Judd because he was movies, but Judd Nelson, but these guys find it so exciting and freeing and kind of scary. And so it really, the movies really, really hinged on whether the lead actor and I have good chemistry and can, and you never know, it's always scary. Like, is this going to work? Is it not going to work? Are we going to have to change the whole movie? Because we actually have changed a movie mid shooting when it hasn't worked out with somebody. So, which is really awkward. So James and I had awesome chemistry, and he was great to work with, so funny, and it's always fun for me because I learn about, you know, I get to hear all the, like, some gossip from Desperate Housewives.
I can imagine.
I was like, okay, so tell me this. But he's very elegant, so he wouldn't say anything bad about anybody.
Right. No dishing from James.
No, he's a sweetheart, very elegant person. So anyway, the movie went great. It was really fun. right before Christmas, we ended our year run of The Rainmaker, which was really sad because, you know, we ran a year and it was like every weekend we were getting standing ovations and it was amazing. And so it was very bittersweet. We're very lucky to have run that long, but it was also kind of, you know, we had become such a family, and it's so weird when you're an actor, an artist, because you grow to love the people around you who you're there emoting with every day. And we were so tight. So all the boys were really sad when it was over, but it went well, and it was great. And right now I'm working on Project Save Our Surf stuff actually like unpacking all these wonderful boxes that were donated from a store in Santa Barbara of damaged, there's like 8 boxes of damaged clothing to give to kids. And then we have a beach cleanup tomorrow. And we have a team going to Vietnam to bring 25 water filters to 2,000 kids in Vietnam, which
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's, totally
you know,
awesome.
For people that don't know, Tana's story is one of the great Hollywood stories that you hear. You know, I want to be in the movies, and then let me write a letter. So that's what she did. And they answer. It's like, hey, come on down. Granted, it doesn't happen to everybody, but it happened to you, and you've used your celebrity to not just further yourself, but you've helped so many people in the process. You're the creator of the Iowa Film Festival, which probably would have never went there if you didn't push.
Yes.
To have it there.
It's
7 years? 7 years, is it?
Yeah. It's 8, actually.
8 years.
I think it's going to be our 9th coming up.
Absolutely insane.
Crazy.
I mean, as a person, just a general human being, do you just sit back and look at what you've done since that first letter that you wrote and Henry answered and be like, wow,
I did
all this?
I wish I did look at myself and do that, and I love coming on your show because every time I do, you make me feel really good about myself. But for the most part, I'm highly self-critical, you know, and I do what I have to do in life to try to overcome that self-criticism, which is just stay really, really busy and help other people. You know, it's more of a selfish thing than I would care to admit, you know, but you always make me feel very, very good about it. But, you know, everybody has their thing. I just a lot of times need to stay sound of mind and spirit, and what I do with Project Save Our Surf, doing our kids' camps and beach cleanups and then all of our water filter projects. That just keeps me sane and grounded. So I feel lucky to have it.
They're lucky to have you. So, I get what you're saying, but they're so lucky that Henry answered that letter. I mean, not saying that you wouldn't have found it your way any other way, but the fact that he answered it, listen, I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason. And
I
he
love
answered
that
for a reason. And everything has a purpose. So whatever you went through to get to where you are, every bump in the road, every crack that you stepped on, all led you to where you are now. And I can only imagine, you know, being a kid in California, going to some camp that a Hollywood actress brings all her celebrity friends to, because you've got a lot of people working on Project Save Our Surf.
And a lot of cool kids working on it. Like, we have some Nickelodeon kids coming tomorrow. And when I say kids, I mean, like, 20, 21-year-old.
Yeah, because you never know that they were that old.
Right.
Well, from their shows.
Right, because they're, like, teenagers in the show. They're such cool guys, and they're from Josh and Drake. And honestly, those kids' participation makes even more, gets the kids, like, way more excited than me. I mean, versus, like, guys from Nickelodeon. So I'm really stoked to see all the great people who are coming on board.
Don't listen. You ever feel like you need a prop up, hey, I'm here. because
you're my girl.
Never,
I love you. You are always.
You
so
could never shortchange yourself, man. Not while I'm on the phone. It just can't happen. I won't let it. So tell me about the M word.
Okay, but I want to do, should I do an announcement? Because I haven't announced this on any, like, show yet.
Oh, announce away?
Okay, I thought, you know, as long as we're dishing. So I haven't announced this on a show yet. It wasn't a Hollywood Reporter, but Henry and I got married. So
shut
this is the first time saying that on air. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, we've been, like, partners now for a decade, working together on films. It's like a dream relationship, you know, and not that I don't work with other, you know, of course I work with other directors as well, but it's just, like you said, everything happens for a reason. And
it does. Oh, look at that. She wrote her letter and found her soulmate. Not only her professional, but wow, that's friggin' awesome.
Thanks, honey. So
oh,
there
my
you go.
God.
So your show is the first to know about it.
Tana, that is awesome. I mean, I'm so happy
cool.
to hear that. I got goosebumps. That's just, that only makes the story that much better. See, now, okay,
aww.
So now this is my idea to you and Henry.
Okay.
Now, what he has to do is he has to write a film about you and him. He has to write something about
this
whole
thing. Yes, so
many people
say that. I agree.
He does. Tell him, I said, he's got it. That's just like a demand now. Now that this has all come together, it's got to be done.
It's time.
It's got to be done now. I mean, and then the journey therefore after, you know, I mean, that's just awesome.
It is a really cool story. And it's kind of a fairy tale, you know.
It is.
It's pretty crazy and cool.
Yeah, I mean, this is what every kid that dreams about going to Hollywood dreams of. Oh, I'm going to write that letter and I'm going to get it back. And when they hear your story, they're like, oh, you know what? It's not going to hurt to actually write the letter. Maybe I should.
Yeah, taking a risk. I mean, it's all about risk taking, and that's just, yeah. I mean, I can't believe, you know, things turn out the way they did, and I feel really lucky, and Henry and I, like, 6 films and 7 plays later, you know.
And a marriage, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, that's awesome. I'm so happy for you guys.
Thank you. And then for the M word, I'm so excited for you to see it because I really am so very, very proud of the M word. It is hilarious. I want to get it to you so that you – I want to know – you know, I love sending you the film.
I know, and I love watching them because I
love
watch them with a lot of people, and it's awesome. Yes.
But this is a really special one because it's about menopause.
Yes, and I've already gone through it, so I can't wait to see it.
It's awesome. I mean, Frances Fisher plays my mom, so she's there rocking it out, like, hilarious. You know, like, scenes where she's rubbing, like, lettuce on her body because she's going through a hot flash. Like, she just knows how to do comedy. That woman is my hero.
Yeah.
She plays my mother, and who thinks her husband is cheating on her, played by Gregory Harrison. So she comes in and moves in with me. And then along with her, my 2 aunts who are worried about her come and move in with my character as well, played by Mary Crosby and Eliza Roberts, who's married to Eric. And they are all, the three of them, are so friggin' funny together, and they say the most hilarious things. And it's one of Henry's movies where he strings the he strings the interviews, like eating and going shopping and baby fever, so he'll string the interviews along with a story. And the story is, my mother moves in with me, I'm dating Corey Feldman, I'm working as a independent, like this, at this small TV station, and Michael Imperioli comes out to take, you know, to pull the rug out on the station and close it down, and ends up falling in love with me, and then that's when, you know, all the trouble begins, and it is, but in the meanwhile, you have all these, like, kind of testimonials from women who are talking about menopause. And,
right.
It's, and you know how Henry has that special way of not he doesn't insult women. He doesn't comment on their I don't know how to describe it except that, you know, I don't feel like he is making fun of the women. He really feels for them and
highlighting the things that we go through in a way where it brings awareness to it rather than men poking fun.
Exactly. Yes. And so, you know, I really feel like women walk out of this movie, or at least the screenings that we've had, women walk out of this movie, and even men, and they've had a great time. And not only that, but they feel more free to talk about menopause and with their, you know, and what's better than that? I mean, what's better than, it's like this taboo thing that nobody, that people feel shamed by, and women feel somehow, you know, are belittled or, well, lose their, but some of the women don't. Like, some of the women in the movie have this great outlook on it and say, I'm free now, finally, like, I'm starting to live my life. And so there's all these wonderful, different, yummy opinions on menopause and men and menstruation.
All that time is a scary thing for a woman. I mean, you know, some women look at it as the end of something. Some look at it as the beginning of something. Some just look at it as like, what the hell? I mean, personally, I started going through it when I was 34. I'm 44 now. And mine was kind of forced, you know, because the chemotherapy and everything, it just killed it all.
Right. Wow.
So it was just, all right, well, it is what it is. And, I mean, for me, I was all right with it because I had my kids and I wasn't expecting to have any other ones. And, you know, whatever. I have hot flashes and people make fun of me all the time till this day that I walk around in tank tops and shorts in 25-degree weather. You know, it's like, really? Are you kidding me? You know, people at my other job, so nuts because I have a fan on me all the time. You know, my windows are cracked open. My heat's set at 65. It's, you know, 30 degrees out now, but my heat's, like, not even on. And I'm sitting here totally in a tank top. That's just my life of menopause. And, you know, so I can totally see, and I can't wait to see this movie.
But, I mean, you know, the cool thing is that the movie creates, like I said, like dialogue like this. Like somebody could look at it, like life can be tragic or magic, and somebody might look at the fact when bemoan the fact that they're having a hot flash and it's freezing out and they're sitting in a tank top, but you are laughing about it right now and just able to talk about it and be like, ha, look at life, you know, is
and that's
it is,
the way
so.
That it's right. Exactly. It's nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, God,
no,
it's a process of life.
Part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that's what I love about this movie is, and that's what I hope will come out of it, is that women talk about, laugh about it like you and I are.
Oh, I've got people to watch this too. Oh, my God, I can't wait because I've got friends that are in that beginning stage who are like, no, that means I'm getting old.
Menopause,
listen,
yeah.
It's got nothing to do with it. And I tell them, shut up. Like, really, stop crying about it. It's life. You are getting older. You did turn 40, so you know what? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Really?
I so want this to spin those kind of people into a more positive life.
Yeah. Oh, man. I can't wait. Henry has a good way of doing that, though, so I think it'll definitely be seen that way. I can't wait to see it. I know that. So, and
I'm so excited.
Listen, I've got no problem telling people, get over it. So, listen.
I know. You just love your attitude about everything.
It's got to be awesome. Yeah, so I can't. Now, when is this set for a release?
Well, the release is April 2nd. And
okay.
we are going to be opening it, premiering it here, and then it'll be on demand, VOD, the same day. And then it goes into theaters.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So
it's very exciting. So then it goes all over the country, and I'll tell you, you know, of course, we'll have the New York premiere and so on and so forth.
Oh, yeah. I would love to be able to get down there to see that. I mean, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
So definitely let me know when that's coming.
Yeah, that would be so great.
So
it's very exciting.
What? Okay, so the Rainmaker's done. Now, wasn't there talk of, I mean, I could be wrong, wasn't there something happening where they were going to film that and release it, the play itself?
The play itself?
Yeah.
No, the Rainmaker, you mean?
Yeah.
No, but we filmed, Ovation was basically, it's like the background of, it's like the background of, the whole thing takes place backstage, so you can hear the play going on, but you can't, you never see what's going on stage, so it's kind of a funny, you know, which is so true to life, but the actors usually are the ones who present all the drama, you know, and the drama going on stage is not nearly as interesting as what's going on backstage with the actors and their lives and all the little feuds and stuff. And it's just super, it's super great. It's a really fun concept. And that's one of the things that we just finished. And then I also have my film with Ron Vignoni coming out in 2014 for this summer. And that's the one that I shot in Iowa called called Garner, Iowa.
Right.
About the bipolar mother who gets out of jail and tries to keep her grandfather, played by Tom Bauer, on the farm and get him out of the nursing home and reconcile with her 13-year-old daughter and deal with her, you know, her mental affliction of being bipolar. And it's a beautiful, beautiful movie, and we screened it. We did a pre-screening in Iowa at a big theater in Garner, Iowa, because that's where my parents grew up. It's my hometown. I had the best time filming there. I mean, it was just incredible. All of the people who gave their time and were so happy to be have a film crew there. And when, you know, we hired locally. We hired all of
the people
from Iowa. Yeah, so just bringing commerce back into the small cities in Iowa that are trying to thrive and, you know, showing their businesses, and because we got all of that in. So, you know, the promotion of these small towns through my project Cornlight, which is what is the guise of what this movie is under, which Project Cornlight is just basically a queue of films that I'm shooting only in Iowa with Iowa crew, with Iowa businesses, with Iowan actors. I maybe bring a couple people out from L.A., like a director, an actor like Tom Bauer, but primarily just using all in-state facilities is that's quite amazing. I mean, it's a boost for the state, and when we showed it there, people I've never seen a response to, like, knock on wood. I don't want to jinx it, but. But the women and men who came up to me after talked about their own personal struggles with bipolar or some sort of mental illness that they had been diagnosed with was really incredible. And,
you know,
again,
that's another taboo subject, you know, and
completely.
People, you know, it really is. And you know, the amount of people that suffer on a daily basis with a mental illness like bipolar that don't say anything because of the stigma behind it is really frightening, you know, and it's people need to talk about it. There's another actor out there, Maurice Bernard, who was on General Hospital. He is on General Hospital. He's one of the main characters on General Hospital, and he suffers from bipolar. They did a whole story arc of him being bipolar on the show to bring awareness to it, and now he goes around, you know, via you know, usually video through Los Angeles, because he won't even get on a plane. You know, he has set up several fan events where he just backed out because he couldn't get himself to get on a plane. I mean, if you Google him, you'll find a lot of videos on him and, you know, the struggle that he deals with every day. Getting up and going to work and dealing with kids and his wife, you know, it's amazing. And people like you who bring it to light and him, and I think that really, really helps people in general, you know, come to realize, you know.
To make them feel less alone, you know.
Yes.
That's why why I do it is to make people feel less alone. And,
yes.
And he is so brave for doing that. I have so much respect for him doing that, and he's giving such a huge gift to people, you know, showing that on a TV show that people are actually going to watch. I mean, that's so honorable and brave.
Yeah, it's, well, you're doing the same thing with this movie. So, I mean, you know,
yeah,
people like
so.
You guys are what's needed out there for the, truthfully, for the mental health community, so they can see, you know, they don't have to be alone. And it's a big, big issue in America right now, and it's a sad
it
one.
It really is. And, mm-hmm. you know, you look at all of the shootings that are going on. And
forget it.
I've been through a lot of stuff with a lot of different people and friends, I mean, who are dealing with, I not only grew up in with both my parents in the mental health arena, and both of them being, my dad helped organize med sets, I told you this before, I think, but for the mentally ill of North Iowa.
Yeah.
And my mom was a nursing professor for specifically for mental health in psych. And so, you know, I grew up knowing a lot of people in the community who were, like, who were diagnosed with schizophrenia and
mm-hmm.
paranoia and all a lot of the non-functioning people.
Right.
So I had no, not only do I not have judgment against that, but there's just not enough information about it. And I've been, as I get older and go through different experiences and have friends who go through different things, I've been in the hospitals with them. There
uh-huh.
is the health, the I mean, if somebody tries to commit suicide, there is no, unless you have an advocate for yourself,
right,
you are going to get screwed by
oh,
the
yeah.
medical system.
You better believe it.
You can't, I don't even know, you know, and so then we have all these people running around who are undiagnosed, and the mental, you know, our healthcare system doesn't make it any easier
sure.
for them to seek help. It's like people who can actually function have a hard time getting their meds.
Of course.
What about those people who can't even function?
Right.
There's no,
without them. Yeah. And,
yeah.
And there's no follow-through. You know, a lot of these places will give you medicine, and but there's no follow-through to make sure that you're taking your medicine, that you're, you know, staying on track. There's no, you know, it's very simple for someone to go to a mental health hospital and they say, okay, you're diagnosed with blah, blah, blah. Here's some medicine. Now take it. They disappear. And
exactly.
Come
exactly.
back
they
6 months
off
later,
their meds and it's not that I'm not being I'm not trying to put down the facilities or the people working in them or anything, but there's just not enough attention put on it,
right.
and therefore
yeah.
there's not enough funding in the mental
right.
health field
absolutely.
For follow-ups.
I agree.
Yeah, so. The more you can put something out there and I think touch people through their heart, and the more stories you can share, and it just was really neat to see a lot of, to be able to talk to people who said, hey, that scene, and
right.
you look in the mirror when you wake up and you can't even, like, grasp who you are. It's a great,
mm-hmm.
it's just a basic shot of me looking into a mirror, but
mm-hmm.
so many people commented on that who told me, you know, they had gone through depression and stuff, and that was a very real moment because, you know,
sure.
they wake up in the morning, and it's like you said, your friend who was on General Hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just getting up in the morning, sometimes you can't even get out the door.
Exactly,
know?
Exactly.
You look in the mirror, and you're like, I your brain chemistry has nothing to do with you being at fault or anything. It's your chemistry, and there's just not enough help for it. So
right. No,
there's my soapbox for that.
Well, there you go. Listen, Tana, I am so proud of you and everything that you've accomplished thus far and can't wait to see the rest, you know, play out
yeah.
on the big screen and everywhere else. You have been a true inspiration to a lot of people, and don't ever take that away from yourself. Ever.
Oh, I
so,
love you dearly. You are so
no.
wonderful and always such a kindred spirit. Thank you for always asking me and caring about my life and what I'm up to and helping me get the word out about clean water and whatever the hell heck I'm talking about.
It will. Listen, I get you. So anybody that wants to find any info on Tana, do we have an official website?
Yeah, tanafrederick.com.
Perfect. Well, my dear, our time has come to an end.